Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. What's up, everybody? It's Heath Mulliken with the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report for February 12th, 2018. Whether you're watching this live or later on Facebook Live, don't forget you can download us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and you can download, you can subscribe, you can rate and review us. Make sure you do all that. So much stuff going on. Two pages of notes that we need to get to. On this episode, we're going to be talking about results from this past weekend. I'm going to be talking about upcoming shows. I'm going to be talking about breaking news from PWX. Last night, they did a live video Q&A on their Facebook page. And I'm also going to be telling you what you can hear this week on the South Carolina Behind the Scenes report. And guaranteed news that you're not going to hear anywhere else until it is announced officially. So I've got stuff for you you're not going to hear on any other podcast this week. So make sure, that if you're watching this on Facebook, the link is right there, patreon.com/doubledropkick for $1 a month. You can be a patron. You get behind the scenes. You get Carrie's Corner. You get so much stuff for just $1 a month. So make sure you check that out. Let's jump right into it. First of all, let me just... It's a Monday here at the Mulliken household. The washer's going, the dryer's going, the dogs are going nuts. That's okay. That's real life. You know, this is not a sanitized podcast. This is real life, just like all of you. So, let's talk about results from this past weekend. First of all, I'm still waiting on SWA results from East Denali, Georgia. Once we get those, they'll be on the results page at doubledropkick.com. EWF, Forest City, North Carolina. Huge night. 220, 230 plus. Just about every seat full. Standing room only at this show. And so let me say a couple things about that. You know, I've only been back in the Carolinas wrestling scene really for the past 4 or 5 years. So my bank of knowledge is not as big as some of the rest of the people who are been around longer. But in my time here, I cannot remember a promotion that ran multiple shows a month consistently, and EWF is every 2 weeks. Boom, they're like clockwork. I cannot remember a show that ran that schedule that has had well over 200 fans, not just, you know, the last two shows in a row. I fully believe they're going to have over 200 fans their next two shows, which are coming up. I'll be talking about them later. So EWF is on a roll, and it was a great night of action there in Forest City. Opening matchup, you had Ben Wright defeating Austin Bullock. You had Big Country. He lost to the Fallen Angels by disqualification. Referee Tyler Storm inserted himself into the match, tried to stop Big Country from doing the big splash in the corner to the Fallen Angels. Big Country moved him out of the way. And let me tell you, Tyler Storm could win an Oscar for what he did. Tyler Storm flopped so well that there were 16 European soccer teams wanting to sign him. That's how big of a flop it was. But the record books will say the Fallen Angels, Jackson St., Josh Ramsey, got the DQ win over Big Country. Next, you had Adam Jackson coming out, trying to make a name for himself, taking on the winner of the Bunkhouse Brawl, BB Naturally. And before the match could start, Boomer Payne came out. BB had come out with his Bunkhouse Brawl trophy. Boomer Payne came out, cut a promo, acting like he was going to steal the trophy. And then he and Adam Jackson double-teamed BB Naturally. Chaos broke loose. Jamie Lee comes in to make the save. And the match was made right there on the spot. And it was BB Naturally and Jamie Lee teaming up to defeat Boomer Payne and Adam Jackson. However, after this match was over, Boomer Payne took referee Gene Perry's belt, and he and Adam Jackson double-teamed BB Naturally, and Boomer Payne whipped the back of BB Naturally. And when the dust settled, it was BB Naturally making this challenge. BB Naturally has challenged Boomer Payne to a Woman Scorned match. Perhaps you've never heard of this. First time in the Southeast. This is a match, this may be the most dangerous match in wrestling. You will have, and as soon as this match was announced, you had women lining up because you can, it is a raffle. You buy a chance, and on February 24th, they are going to draw 20 names out of a hat, and 20 women will be lumberjacks in this match, lumberjills, and they will each have a leather belt. And so as soon as BB made this challenge, of course, Boomer did not want to accept, but the match was made, and women were lining up to pay for the opportunity to hit Boomer Payne with a belt. February 24th, Woman Scorn match. I'm not going to miss it. I will be there. Make sure you're there as well. It is going to be awesome. Then you had Myrick Moore, Derek Driver came out, and they called out the tag team champions of Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton. Hamrick and Anton came out, accepted the challenge. And then a gentleman came from the back, got into the ring with a chair. I had no idea who this was. And, you know, Hamrick and Anton welcomed him into the ring. Obviously, they knew him. Come to find out, it's a man I only know as the Grudge Master. Former owner of EWF. And as Hamrick and Anton welcomed him to the ring, he attacked with the chair. He attacked Chris Hamrick with the chair. He attacked his arm. Myrick and Driver joined in. And the tag team title match had already been made. And so as Chris Hamrick headed to the back, it was announced Eric Anton was going to have to select a substitute during intermission to help him defend those titles against Myrick Moore and Derek Driver. So we come out of intermission. Myrick Moore, Derek Driver are out. Eric Anton comes out. And then, to a huge reaction from the crowd in Forest City, Chase Loveless comes out. And he is going to help defend the EWF tag team titles. Not only, not just an amazing opportunity for this young man, but an amazing responsibility. You're defending the tag team titles. And Chase Loveless came through, got the pinfall following a flying body press. And now, going into the next show, February 23rd, it'll be Myrick Moore, Derek Driver, and the Grudge Master taking on Chris Hamrick, Eric Anton, and Jeff Hamrick in six-man competition. Next we had EWF Heavyweight title match. Cruiser Lewis defending against Boogie Richards. And I'm going to tell you, Cruiser Lewis has been on a hot streak. He has been taking on all comers. However, in my opinion, there's going to be an asterisk by that. Because somehow, some way, Cruiser Lewis has had Tyler Storm as the referee in all of his title matches. Now, ironically, Tyler Storm didn't have to do his normal chicanery, as it was George South. George South, who was there signing autographs, selling merchandise. Boogie Richards gets Cruiser Lewis in the sleeper hold. He is ready. He is right there on the brink of winning the EWF heavyweight title. And George South comes to the ring. George South distracts Tyler Storm. He distracts Boogie Richards. Cruiser Lewis hits the move, gets the pin. But Boogie Richards announced after the match, February 23rd, Chase High School, it's going to be Boogie Richards and the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, taking on George South and a partner of his choice. Then in the main event, a match that had been brewing. If you follow EWF, you saw the promo from Hall of Famer Ricky Morton. And it was Ricky Morton and Mason Moore taking on Deion Johnson and Boris Baranov. Ricky Morton and Mason Moore got the win in what was a hard-fought, hard-hitting match. And again, from start to finish, this crowd in Forest City, this EWF crowd, they were electric, they were on fire, there was not a lull, they were chanting and cheering and going nuts all night long. Absolutely, absolutely amazing stuff. And so again, in 2 weeks, Friday night, February 23rd, EWF is going to be at Chase High School. That's a fundraiser show for the senior class. And just announced, it's going to be the hometown boy, graduate of Chase High School. I think I'm announcing it here. I think it's been announced on their Facebook page. Chase Loveless taking on Cruiser Lewis for the EWF heavyweight title. And then, so that's Friday night. You got Magnum TA is going to be there. George South's going to be there. As I mentioned, Jimmy Valiant, WWE Hall of Famer, is going to be in tag team action. Crazy Steve, formerly from TNA, going to be in action that Friday night. And then Saturday night, EWF is back at the Forest City Armory. So two nights of great EWF action, back-to-back nights. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Just look for EWF or EWF Carolinas. And if you're listening to this, and sometimes I understand, maybe you don't have time to listen to the results, go to DoubleDropKick.com, click on the results tab, and you will see the results for all of the shows and promotions that we cover here on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Now let's talk about upcoming shows. Let's talk about what's happening the next few weeks, next few months here in South Carolina area. This Friday night, APW is back in Chester. Again, they run every 2 weeks. It's like clockwork. February 16th, you can look for them on Facebook, APW Chester. We're going to finally see this match that really was set up in December. And that's when John Schuyler turned on his tag team partner, his mentee, a young man he had taken under his wing. He turned on Brady Collins that night. Brady Collins, this Friday night in Chester, is going to get a chance at revenge against the Southern Savior, John Schuyler. You're going to have a great match. To my knowledge, this young man's first time in APW, Darius Lockhart, who's made lots of waves there in PWX. And he's going to be taking on Ethan Case. And that's a match I'm sure these two guys have wrestled in other places, but that's going to be a great match there in Chester this Friday night. You're going to have Billy Brash putting out an open challenge for his APW Carolinas title. Again, I've been saying it all along here on South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Billy Brash is on an amazing hot streak. He has set himself up to have a tremendous year here in the Carolinas and around the Southeast. And I do not look for him. I don't look for him to relinquish that Carolinas title anytime soon. And then tag team action. It will be in their first title defense. The Gymnasty Boys will defend the APW tag team titles against High Profile, a team they're very familiar with, a team they have faced. They've been in multiple team matches with them. They faced them two-on-two before. But High Profile, to my knowledge, this is their first one-on-one opportunity at the APW Tag Team titles in some time. And so it's going to be a great card there at APW. We'll have the results and we'll have the report right here next week on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Then in 2 weeks, I mentioned earlier the EWF shows. You want to check them out on Facebook. They're going to be at Chase High School February 23rd and the Forest City Armory on 24th. That show on February 24th, that's the show. For $5, you're going to get to see, first time in the South, a woman's scorn match. 20 women surrounding the ring with leather belts as Boomer Payne takes on BB Naturally. Also in 2 weeks, SWA is going to be back in East Denali, Georgia on February 24th. They run the second and fourth Saturday of every month. And then on the months where there's a fifth Saturday, they run those nights as well. And then also, Palmetto Championship Wrestling, PCW, going to return to Columbia February the 24th at North Springs Park. Make sure you check them out, Palmetto Championship Wrestling on Facebook. The only match announced so far, I'm sure they'll announce more this week, is the rematch for the Soda City Championship. That's going to be Kevin Ray defending against Tracer X, who at the first show in January, we all thought Tracer X had won that Soda City Championship. But Shane Doerr's decision was reversed. But that should be a great show. Again, check them out, Palmetto Championship Wrestling on Facebook. It was announced this week, okay? That's what's coming up over the next couple of weeks. Some exciting news having to do with the next couple of months, as it was just announced, man, just a few days ago, Battle Zone Wrestling is returning to Simpsonville, South Carolina, right there at the Recreation Center, the Community Center, April 21st. That is a Saturday. The last couple of Battle Zone shows, 2017, were absolutely amazing. They drew a huge crowd in December despite an ice storm. And you are, listen, I am hearing rumblings and rumors of possible matchups, possible matches at Battle Zone Wrestling. I'll talk a little bit about those. I'll drop some names for you in the behind the scenes report, which I'll be recording right after this. If you want to get that, you got to become a patron for just $1 a month, and every week you're going to get South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report behind the scenes. Also, Golden Corner Wrestling, they started releasing some dates this year. Their first big show of the year is going to be Friday, May 25th, as part of Mayfest there in Seneca, South Carolina last year, right there at Mayfest. Huge crowd, 250 plus, saw the Rock and Roll Express defeat AWOL for the Golden Corner Wrestling Tag Team titles. So that is going to be a huge show. They're bringing in some big names for that show. And as soon as we get a hint, you know this is the place. South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, this is the place where you're going to get that news. Now, I don't talk a lot about PWX on this podcast for several reasons. I love PWX. I have been to many of their shows. I have always enjoyed their shows. I greatly appreciate the communication between myself and Brian Kanabrowski up there. Last night, Brian Kanabrowski and Patrick Pierce did a PWX live broadcast on their Facebook page, and they had some really big announcements that affect South Carolina. First of all, they announced that so far they are planning two shows in the upstate area of South Carolina. They are looking at the Greenville-Spartanburg area. They're looking at the Rock Hill area. But more than likely, I believe Brian said they had things about 95% completed. He has been approved as a promoter in South Carolina. They are waiting for some permits and some building things to go through. But that is expected to be announced very shortly. And behind the scenes today, I'll be talking a little bit more about some PWX news that has not been announced yet. It is, again, it is information that you are not going to get on any other podcast. All right? That's a fact. They also talked about, you know, this weekend's Battlefield X coming up this Sunday in Gastonia, North Carolina. If you've never been to a show there at the Gastonia Armory, a great place to watch wrestling. Battlefield X is where they're going to be having their 30-man Battle Royal. And the winner of that, it was announced, the winner of Battlefield X will join James Drake and Anthony Henry in a triple threat match in March at Rise of a Champion at the Cabarrus Arena. That is going to be a great, great match, a great, great card. James Drake earned his title shot by the virtue of winning the X16 tournament in January. And so that's going to be a great triple threat match. But it's going to be a great show there in Gastonia this weekend. So, like I mentioned, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm recording the behind-the-scenes version of this show. I'm going to have for you the news that wasn't on the PWX live broadcast. I'm going to have for you some notes from the EWF show in Far City. I've got some great news and rumors from APW in Chester. And I've also got, you know, earlier I mentioned some upcoming shows in South Carolina. I got some news and rumors about those shows. And it's everything you're not going to hear anywhere else. There are lots of other podcasts covering Carolina wrestling. Some of them tend to lean toward one promotion or the other. But the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Behind the Scenes Report is going to have news. It's going to have information. It's going to have facts. It's going to have rumors. And it's going to have innuendo you're not going to find anywhere else. Patreon.com/DoubleDropKick is where you can go to become a patron. Listen, $1 a month. $1 a month, you're going to get at least one episode every week behind the scenes. You're going to get videos that we don't show anywhere else. You're going to get access to our patrons-only Facebook group where we post videos and we post things you are not going to see anywhere else. It's the best deal in pro wrestling. Make sure you go on Facebook. Make sure you like the page of the Double Dropkick Show. Make sure you like the page of SOS Custom Tees. If you like their page, at the end of every month this year, they are doing a giveaway. They're giving away memorabilia, t-shirts, so many things. And at the end of the year, we're going to take all 12 winners and we're giving away a one-of-a-kind experience to the ultimate winner that I'm so excited to be working on and so excited to announce. So make sure you give them a like. Make sure, hey, if you're on Facebook, search for our wrestling group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. That's where over 90,000 people talk about wrestling from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's really great stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at Heath Mulliken. Mark tweets at The DDK Show. Again, you can subscribe, download, rate, and review. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. That's what makes this a podcast. I'm doing it on Facebook Live. But a podcast is something you can download on an iPod or a phone or whatever. And so that's what separates. We're putting it out there everywhere. So I'm excited. Like I said, getting ready to record behind the scenes right now. So I appreciate those who have watched today. I appreciate all your support of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. This Friday, it's back. Mark and I are back in the studio this week. And Friday, you're probably going to get a great episode where Mark and I just catch up. And we shoot the scat and we talk about all the things that have been going on in our lives. We talk about maybe the Royal Rumble. We talk about Ronda Rousey. We talk about some South Carolina pro wrestling. And then we're right back into our Ultimate Fantasy Tournament. It's the second annual Ultimate Fantasy Tournament. We're down to the final 64. Mark's got the bracket. And he's going to tell you how we're going to book this tournament to make money and do some great, great things. So thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. And as always, for the Double Dropkick Show and the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.